Bitch.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of
Chimey Bitch.
New year, new me. Actually, no, new year, same bitch. It's your girl, Pretty Please, and this is episode 10. I already said that. Happy New Year! So, 2021, actually, when you listen to this podcast, we are actually nearing the end of January. So, do we still say Happy New Year anymore? I don't know, but I just did, so deal with it, okay? So, in this episode, I actually try to make it a bit more interactive because I put it on Instagram and I asked you guys a couple of days ago, what are some of your biggest pet peeves? So today, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to discuss everything that pisses us off because 2021, might as well just get it out of the way. You know, I tell you now what I hate, so you better don't do this to me for the rest of the year. Okay, but before we begin proper, of course, I need to talk about this situation. So this episode is sponsored by NEA. I'm just kidding. It is sponsored by Jaden's Plant Obsession. So shout out to Jaden behind the cameras right now. And of course, shout out to Audio Technica for all the equipment that you see. Official audio sponsor. Wow, damn cool to say that. Also shout out to Alif for the soundboard that you will be hearing for the rest of this episode.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's what I'm going to do for the rest of the episode. And of course, shout out to a very new special person we have on set. Her name is Jean and she's going to help me pour a cup of chai. But I mean, she's also, she does way more than that. So Jean has come on board as, come on, Jean. She's scared. She don't want me all. Hi, Jean. So this is Jean and she's going to help me with the production of Chimey Bitch. So you will see her for the rest of the episodes. And she also helped me make this chai la. So if it sucks, her fault. Thanks, Jean. So everybody listening and watching right now, say hello, Jean. Okay, I'm assuming y'all say hi, lah. So cheers to everyone watching. Happy 2021 to all of us. What is good chai? Actually, I also got help make, lah. Okay, so sorry, I've like chai mustache all come out. Okay, so now we're gonna discuss everything that pisses us off because how else am I gonna start 2021 as a pessimist? So I asked you guys on Instagram and honestly, you all are damn angry because so many responses. It was almost three minute like screen recording when I was trying to record all the answers. So y'all are very angry people and I'm all about that life. So let's embrace that and let's tell people what frustrates us, okay? So other than pet peeves, I also asked y'all to tell me stuff that make you irrationally angry. So you just cannot explain. You're just like, I don't know why it pisses me off, but it pisses me off. So let's get into it. We tried to categorize everything. So we're going to begin with, I think, something that pisses a lot of people off, which is stupid or incompetent things. So people just being dumb lah. So this is quite sad. But let's get straight into it, okay? So the first thing that y'all sent in was people who cannot scroll up the message thread to get information. Wow, okay, this one I got personal story. Shout out to my friend Gerald. I hope you're listening to this because I'm about to shame you, okay? So just last month, we played Secret Santa and I have friends who are still overseas, like doing university and stuff. So we have our chat group. And to make life easier, because you could have gotten like your Secret Santa could have been someone overseas or whatever, right? So we are like, okay, everybody write your addresses on the chat. So we don't have to reveal who got someone who's overseas. You know, let's just all put our addresses out here. So it's clear. We know what your address is if we need to mail you a gift. So we all filled up a list. 10 of us put our addresses on this list. And my friend Gerald also filled up this list, okay? He filled it up. Put his address, everything. Then like 2 days later, he private messaged me. How am I supposed to find the address if my sentee is overseas? Then I'm like, first of all, you already revealed to me who. I already know who you got to buy a gift for. And I'm like, excuse me, brother, you just fill out this same list. Like, you filled up this list and you're asking me, where do I find addresses? Like, you really just blindly just filled up a list for no reason and tell people your address for nothing. So I had to like explain and be like, okay lah, you just revealed it to me, but here you go, here's the message. Then here's the list of like addresses. And then a few days later, he's like, sorry, I'm a dumb bitch, but I can't find the list again. Nah, damn stress, eh. I'm like, it's just a matter of scrolling, eh. So I get this. I get the people who cannot just read what's happening. And it just stresses you out because we're like, are we not in the same group chat? If I know means you know, eh. So yeah, people like that, y'all need to understand that you can scroll. You can also just search in your WhatsApp or your Telegram. You can type address, you know, then maybe you'll find it. So you're a dumb bitch, lah. If you are guilty of any of these things or not scrolling, I get it. You piss people off. You need to know that. So we also have people who cannot decide what to eat for lunch or dinner. And I must admit, I'm one of those people because I am the kind of person who will just say anything. And I don't help the situation, lah. You know, everybody's stressing out. Everybody's like, what do we do? Where do we go? And then I'm just like, oh, anything. I okay with anything one. So I think I'm making everybody's lives easier, but actually I'm not helping. I'm just like one of those, whatever goes. But then later if you say some stupid shit, I'll be a bit upset. I'll be like, huh, McDonald's. Then I'll be a bit sian. Then I don't dare to tell you because I say anything once, so I need to shut up, right? So I can never decide what I want to eat and I will always pick the easiest option. But sometimes in my head, I'm like, Pretty, you really should have said something. If you're going to be upset, if you're going to whine about it later, then you need to speak up now, okay? So I suggest for people out there, maybe you have a list of options ready. Like, you know, you always have backup options in your head. So when people ask you what you want to eat, then you can just be like, oh, maybe pasta. You know, then at least you help. You know, at least you help. Then y'all can Google pasta near me. So, you know, always have options like that. So you are the useful friend instead of being the useless bitch in the room like me. And my favorite one when it comes to people who really just anyhow say shit, people who pronounce children as children. Children. So I really think I don't hear children a lot anymore, but it's definitely like a, I think in primary school, like teachers would have said that. But in my personal experience, the one that I hear the most often is when we play werewolf in a group of friends, and then there's someone who will be the healer. So I have one friend who will say the healer. And until today, the running joke is that every time we go play werewolf, we'll point at her and be like, healer, Joanne, you're the healer. So I need to stop calling out my friends. This is probably why. Let's hope they never listen to this episode, lah, okay? But healer, children, you know, it's like, I mean, I guess it's funny, lah, if you're trying to like mock it. But if you really say like that, then, wow, I'm sorry. You need the healer to heal you. No, but yeah, children is really a lot, eh. Yeah, but I feel like now I only hear that when people are trying to like mock someone else or they're trying to like play an accent or like, you know, play this very like old school, like angry like person. Then children, don't do this. You know, I feel like it's only ironic or sarcastic. I don't hear people really saying it anymore. So let's hope I never do lah. Yeah, so the next one, next category we have when it comes to pet peeves and irrational anger, this is the longest category, okay? This category is bad manners, bad hygiene, and just annoying habits. So this one, I think, would probably be quite irrational because it's just things that other people do that really just piss you off. Wow. So the first one on the list is something that I think I shared on the episode when we talked about dating. So I think I shared like a brief story about this, but the thing on the list is when people are rude to waiters. So I think for me, a lot of people talk about this when they go on dates. Like they always look out, like make sure the person that they're dating, like treat service staff well, you know, and nice to like strangers. You know, it's something that you always look out for because it should come to you naturally, lah. And if you are just an asshole to people who like don't matter to you in the point of time, then you're just an asshole, lah. So people who are rude to waiters is on my list also. Like I super cannot. Like I tell you the story again. So I once went on a date and the waiter literally came up to us to say that they ran out of wine glasses, so they're going to serve us wine in like a cup. But then the guy also told us that he has one wine glass and one cup. So one of us on this date is going to be getting a cup. And I was like, that's fine lah. I still get my drink. Why? You're not telling me like I'm going to replace your wine with water. You know? So it's really okay. You're just giving me my wine in a cup. So I said, sure. And I laughed. Like I chuckled. I was like, yeah, of course. No problem. And the guy that I was on a date with was like, huh? Oh, okay. Like a bit like, huh? No wine glass, sien. But I'm like, okay, whatever. So when the guy came out with our wines, mine, like I ordered white wine and mine was in the cup. Like on the spot, I knew like, because I'm the nicer one at this table, you're obviously going to give me the botched cup just because I was nicer about it lah. Yeah, so when it happened, I was just like, nothing changed in my life. I'm still drinking this glass of wine the same way I would have no matter what glass. So I thought it was a stupid thing to like be unhappy about or to like purposely show like you were unsatisfied. You know, like why would you do that? So I thought it was kind of rude. It wasn't rude. It wasn't like you scold a person or whatever. But to me, I was just like, also not like this guy's fault, as if he go and keep all the cups in his bedroom like that. No, right? It's not his fault, what? So you stress him out for what? So, yeah, I just think it's not that difficult to just be nice. And it's really not the guy's fault. He's just trying to do his job. So don't be rude to service staff, because they really have to deal with a lot of bullshit. So don't add on to that, man. Just, you know, just eat, enjoy your time, be nice and leave. You will just make someone's day when you're nice. So yeah. And okay, next one on the list. People walking too slowly. This one quite sad lah. Sometimes my back pain, I also walk slowly in public. People walking too slowly. This is really quite sad. So okay, I think it depends. If you are like clearly watching a show and like you are obsessed with like Netflix or whatever in the moment, public transport, and you like are not paying attention to your surroundings and you really cannot tell that everybody's in a rush and you're blocking the way. If like that, then I get it. Like you're just a dumbass, you're annoying lah. But if you really just walk slow because you walk slow, then that's quite sad lah. Let you walk slow lah. You know, I'll just avoid you lah. I just walk away lah. And yeah lah, if the path is narrow enough, then look around. Maybe don't like take up all the space. But if it's a massive path and people want to get angry at you for walking your own pace, then you know, you turn back and then you tell them want to race, and then you just lose the race lah. Let them run away lah. That's the life hack. That's what I got for y'all if you walk slow. So the next one that I think we have, I think we got like at least like 15 people send in this same one. People who chew too loudly. Children! Sorry. But people who chew too loudly. So, I actually feel like this is something I don't notice unless you tell me. Like, if someone really chew damn loud, I really cannot tell because we're probably talking at the meal or whatever. I will not be able to understand. But once you point it out, I'll be like, I hate this person. I never want to have a meal with them again. So, why do people chew loudly? I don't know. Like, are they talking and chewing? Maybe. Are they trying to do too many things with their mouth at once? Ooh. Don't do it. Let's just stick to chewing with your mouth closed and don't talk when you're eating, so people don't have to hear how you chew and we don't have to be like, stress, I never want to eat with this person again, you know? So just shut up and chew lah. Yeah. So the next one is quite, I would say this is quite irrational because I feel like this happens to us. It happens all around us, okay? This is people making the piak, piak, piak sound when they walk around in slippers. So I think this is quite irrational because they have no choice. It's not like you can force your feet to like kick back the slipper fast enough so it doesn't make the sound. It's like really quite irrational. It's not my fault. And my slipper want to make the noise, and my slipper make ah. So I don't know. I think this one quite irrational because I've seen it and I've seen people like... So I think my mom like used to have slippers at home that were this kind. So it got a bit annoying, but I'm like, she's my mother. So I mean, I love her. So I'm not gonna like tell her, mommy, your slipper annoying. So yeah, so I deal with it, right? But I mean, I guess like downstairs the house, like this is such a void deck vibe thing. Then I can hear people walking around. But actually I don't mind it because I can hear you before I see you. So like I know that you're on your way to walk past me, you know, so I'm okay with it. I rather you piak 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 loud loud. Oh, this sounds damn bad. I rather you piak your slippers very loudly so I know that people are around me than like you sneakily walk past me. I'm like, ooh, didn't expect this human being, you know. So piak away, guys. Piak away. This one is quite stupid, but I feel like I have done this once in my life and then I realized how stupid I was, so I stopped doing it. This is when people open their mask to sneeze. So, okay, I did this once. Like, I really needed to sneeze, so I put on my mask, but I covered my mouth, lah. And then in my head, I was like, oh my God, Pretty, you're damn stupid because you literally put on this mask to stop that from happening. Then I had, like, a moment of, like, wow, I'm dumb. And then I never took off my mask again, lah. But every time I sneeze, right, like, I feel damn disgusted with myself because I have to deal with that. Like, I have to deal with the repercussions of my sneeze and the saliva over my mask and, like, it's just kind of gross, lah. So I hate myself a bit every time I have to sneeze in public with the mask on, but at least I am not spreading my germs, so you are welcome. The next thing is when people have conversations while brushing their teeth. Okay, lah. This one, I feel like I don't experience it a lot because I brush my teeth like on my own in my toilet with my door locked, so I'm not talking to anybody. But when it happens... So I feel like my brother has done this. Like he's the kind of like brush teeth, then like walk out a toilet, then go to his room and take something. Like I feel like I've seen this happen before. So it doesn't annoy me as much, but like it's gross to see lah. Like why I need to see white stuff coming out of your mouth? I didn't sign up for this today, you know? So why do I need to witness this? This is something you do in your own space that nobody needs to see. But I guess if you live together with a lot of people, then the chances of this happening way too high lah. So, but it doesn't happen often to me, so it doesn't piss me off. But yeah, I guess it's annoying because it's like true. It's like talking with your mouth full, you know, like relax. You can have this conversation with me like literally 10 seconds later. Like finish brushing your teeth and then talk to me. It's really not that difficult. And like I'm the kind where I brush my teeth too hard and then my gums always bleeding. So if I go around talking to people with like blood and Colgate all over my mouth, a bit stressed. So I would not do this. Like you will never catch me anyhow talking to people while brushing my teeth. Okay, the next one is when people don't close supermarket ice cream freezer doors fully. Correct, you are a dumbass if you don't do this, because why you gotta ruin ice cream for everybody that lives in your area? Like literally, like it's not that difficult, and it's like it's not like a massive ass fridge where it's damn heavy or something like that. It's damn easy, like if you wanna go open, check out the ice cream. And first of all, why do you need to check out ice cream? We all know how it tastes like. Like just open, get what you want and close it properly, because you are ruining happiness for so many people, just by being a dumbass. So I really think relax, like, you know, like you take your time with it. Nobody's it's not like one of those supermarket games where you grab as many things as you can and run, you know. So chill, it is really fine. Close the fridge and yeah, even the frozen food section, not just the ice cream section, like just close it, because once it anyhow defrosts and then freeze again, it becomes botched and you're ruining things for people. So stop. Okay, the next thing. When people who say footages or equipments, I feel like Jaden, you probably experience this a lot, because every time people tell me they need to transfer me the footages, I damn stress. I'm like, want me to transfer you back some brain cells or what? Oh, sorry, damn rude. But I have a friend, she's still my friend, sorry, I don't know why I say had. But I have a friend who says stuffs, S-T-U-F-F-S. And then I really just, every time I get that on text, I just, I die a bit inside. I cringe a lot. And then I just like, I don't want to like correct you, because I feel like you know it's wrong, but you just say because it's, you just said it for too long. You've already botched up your own way of speaking. So do I want to save you now? It feels a bit too late. But footages, equipments, furnitures, what else? Stuffs. Yeah, it's damn stressful. Why you gotta add the extra S when the word already come to you in plural form? Like, it's there for you to just use. Then you anyhow add the S. Yeah, so footages is the one I kena the most, because people always talk about transferring footages. Now, like, voila. It's really a lot. People who press the button at the traffic light or lift repeatedly. This one, I do a lot. Because okay, now that I've grown up, I don't do the traffic light thing a lot, because I will see that it's already been pressed, you know, it's already red, so I won't go and press. And now also COVID, so I don't anyhow touch things in public. So, but I must admit, for the lift thing, sometimes I am stressed. Like, I go inside the lift and I press close and it doesn't close fast enough. And then, like, I'm ready to be on this lift journey alone. So I want to faster close this door. Like, I don't want anyone else to come in already. So I just press it like 5 more times. But it doesn't close any faster. So I need to stop. But you're just telling yourself, you're just convincing yourself that it's going to go faster just because I press it 10 more times or it's going to work better. But it really doesn't. And I feel like a dumbass every time. Then I have to awkwardly, like if somebody trying to get in the lift, I have to faster press the other button, act like I was trying to save it from closing. Like, no, I got your back. But no, I don't have your back. I wanted to be on this ride alone. So yeah, I do it all the time. So I get it. The next one is people walking like a girl group or boy band in crowded places like malls or MRT. Talk to me when you're one direction, okay? Because nobody needs to see you walk in a line like that. I don't get that also, because it's the same as the walking too slow in public spaces. It's like, just look around lah. If you're blocking way too much space, then chill. You don't have to walk side by side with your friends, because they won't lose you. Like you, they won't. They really won't. Okay, you can try next time. Let me know if you lost your friend in the MRT. If you did, then I'm so sorry, but I'm also not sorry. So yeah, damn. Okay, the next one. When people say boba instead of pearls, this one I really feel like we all have a friend who went overseas to study, and they keep saying boba as if it's correct or as if it's how we've been saying it our whole lives, but it's really not. So yeah, we all have a friend who went overseas and do it. And I have friends who do it ironically, so I don't mind. But I do have friends who like think it's damn cute and they put in their Instagram caption like sipping some boba. Then I'm like, shut up. You are sipping literal effing milk tea with pearls. Relax. It's not called boba in Singapore. So yeah, it stresses me out when people say boba, because it's really not our thing. And it's just cute to you or like a novelty that like people say that way, like America, then you just go and take and use lah. But it's not cute, man. It's pearls. It's tapioca pearls. It's not boba. Okay, the next thing is stacking trash on a bin that's already full. This does piss me off a bit because like we have dustbins. We have a lot of dustbins in Singapore. And sorry, when I said that, I just thought of Dikosh sweeping outside the thing. Sorry. Like, this is so... I am sorry, that was a lot. Okay, but anyways, we really have a lot of, like, dustbins. And it's quite... It's damn stupid when you try and stack something on because you're it's so stressful. And if this shit topples over, like, you're going to cause so much extra work for the cleaners and people who just need to, like... The next person wants to throw something, they have to, like, also play, like, Tetris or whatever, like, balancing act here. Jenga, not Tetris. Yeah, they also have to, like, try and play a game here to try and fit this in the bin. So I really think if it's just way too full, like, honestly, if it's a small enough piece of trash, like, keep it, throw it later, you will find another bin, like, just a couple of 100 meters down for sure. So... Yeah, don't be stupid lah. Huh? Don't make the other people's lives difficult. Next one is talking loudly in public. Wow. Okay, where do I begin? So, this is my pet peeve because I don't know how many times like I'm out with my friends, we're having lunch or dinner, and I can hear someone else's entire conversation. And I'm so stressed out because nobody asked. Nobody, like literally nobody needs to know other than your friends that you're also eating with. And they're not, like, why are you screaming? If I can hear what happened in your day today and I'm sitting at another table and I don't know you, it really stresses me out. And there are times where people laugh so loudly and I'll turn to my friends, I'll be like, confirm not that funny one. So that's like a running joke with my friends. I always like, it's confirm not that funny. Like they're laughing so loudly that I need to know this joke. Eh? Like I really want to know already because you have involved me into this like story and conversation too much now. And I'm too invested. And I never meant to eavesdrop. That's why it's stressful because I really never asked. So yeah, people who talk way too loudly, y'all need to like, your friends need to tell you that you're too loud. Like your friends need to let you know. Because sometimes we all have moments where we're just too carried away and we're just yelling. But if this is you at normal conversation, then something is wrong. Okay. Okay, the next one is when people don't seal wet tissue packets properly and it becomes dry. Okay, so this one I feel like I do to myself a lot. So I'll have like a random wet tissue pack in my room and then the next time I ever go back to use it for a second time, it will be slightly open and I'll be like, this tissue is dry. And it's not even like dry tissue. It's like you can tell this used to be wet. You know, this used to be moist and now it's like a fake dry tissue and I don't like it. So it's just... Why do I do this to myself? I don't know. But yeah, people who don't do it, like if you borrow someone else's packet of wet tissue, just respect them enough to keep it wet tissues, okay? So don't... It's such a stupid, irrational thing, but it stresses me out because now it makes me feel like, I need to get up and actually wash my hands because this tissue not wet enough. So it really would save you a trip of going to actually wash your hands if you can keep your wet tissues wet. Oh, sounds horrible. But yeah. Next thing is... people that don't get up to let the inside passenger alight the bus. So, I don't know if y'all go through this same, like struggle in your head. But every time I enter the bus, like, I'm damn stressed about where I sit. So, I always go stand at the, like, the area where you can stand. Because if it's not a long enough ride, I'll just go stand there because I'll get off soon, so it's fine. But every time it's a super long ride, I'm damn stressed and I always want to just sit... I love sitting on the inside, so it's damn stressful because in my head I'll be like, but confirm by the time I want to get off, somebody will sit here and I don't know if that person's going to be nice enough to like, if they're just going to awkwardly move and I have to squeeze my ass and go out there, or if they're actually going to be a nice person that gets up and be like, yeah, okay, get off at your stop. So I really go through this struggle in my head, like, should I sit? Should I just stand? Should I just tahan for like 30 minutes? Or should I just go pick a random outside seat? Because I will be a nice outside passenger, you know, I'll let you get out. Yeah, so... it's really just a stupid struggle that nobody should have because it's quite a straightforward thing. Like, go and sit down wherever you can, lah. So, just be a nicer passenger. Let people get out and don't just turn your knees or your back because some people really, like, plus size, you know. Like, I'm not about to squeeze and rub my body against your chest. Like, you don't know how stressful this is for somebody who is bigger sized. And I'm like, I cannot fit through this. I cannot walk out. And in my head, I'm like... you think the normal, the average person can work out, you're right. But I'm not the average person. I'm not average sized. So it's really like chaos in my mind. I'm just like, I shouldn't have sat down. I hate myself. I should have taken the train. I should have just kept today. You know, so it's very, very stressful. So just let the inside passenger out, because they can be going through a spiral in their head like me. Okay, the next thing is when people don't fully close the door after leaving a room, especially an air-conditioned room. This one I experience every single day of my life, courtesy of my older brother, who is very annoying and barges into my room anytime and never closes my door. So literally, I would just be laying there and be like, can you at least close the door? Like, I always do that. And it's so like, and then you come up with excuses like, oh, Maxi want to go into your room. Like, my dog wants to go in, so he left it ajar. But I'm like, no, like, this is nonsense. My door is never closed, and it stresses me out because it's just so like, it's like in the back of my mind, I can see a corner in my room that's just, my room's not closed. Like, I have no proper privacy here. I'm stressed. I'm not doing anything. I could just be laying on my bed watching Love Island. So, but it just stresses me out that my door is not closed and I can hear everything happening outside. I don't want to. So just close the door. If it's an air-conditioned room some more, then my mother always say, waste aircon. This is the ultimate waste aircon. Like, my brother anyhow come into my room, never close door. So if my dog wanted to get in my room, she will let me know in ways that we communicate, so I will know and I'll open the door for her. But don't leave the door open. Okay, this is a message to my brother. No, but everyone else out there, like, close the door. It's very frustrating and stressful, and to make someone get up just to do it, right? It's like, come on, just make other people's lives easier, can. So the next thing we have is exceptionally disgusting. This one is people cutting their nails in public. So
no, ew. Thank you.
No. Ew, like, really, I think it's so disgusting, and it's so, like, the sound, like, you can tell when someone's doing that near you. Like, you can hear the clicking sound of the nail cutter and the nail clearly flying somewhere that you're not going to go and get up and pick up. And it's so stressful because it's so disgusting. Like, why would you do this in a public space? And I don't know, like, I think grooming in public is just damn gross. Like, unless you're a dog, then you obviously need to go dog grooming in public, right? But yeah, no, I think, like, if you go cut your nails in the middle of a train, like, if you do this in public transport, it's really damn gross, because it's next level, like, self-centeredness, really. Like, you just need to get your shit done. You don't care about other people. Like, you have to be some next level thick skin to do this. So if you do this, I want to just say, I don't like you. I really don't. A lot of people also don't. Yeah. So the next one is people who have a runny nose but won't blow it out and they keep sniffing. This one quite sad lah. Like, now you cannot blow your nose anyhow because people are going to think you're like carrying disease. So just sniff a bit lah. Sniff a bit, okay what? Huh? I feel quite sad for people who have runny noses now. That's damn sad. Like, imagine you just watch some sad shit, then you cry a bit, then people all sick. It's really so stressful. I think the sniffing is fine unless you are really like, your nose is clearly dripping and you're going through some shit and you need to clear your nose right now, but you're not doing it. That kind is a bit stressful for the person near you, because you're like, are you going to sneeze? Are you going to like let out some body juices that I don't need to see? You know? So yeah, if you have a runny nose that's really bad and stressing people around you out, then maybe go to the nearest toilet and do what you got to do. But sniff a bit is okay lah. Maybe they're just trying to smell. My dog also always... Sorry. Compare you to dog, eh? Okay, next one is people lying against grab poles on MRT. Oh, okay. So this one I also hate, because I am the kind of person who usually would just stand in a train if it's crowded, right? Like, I'm not going to look for a seat. And I have to hold something because I cannot, until today, I'm damn impressed by people who literally just stand there and not hold anything on a train. I'm so impressed. Like, how do you balance so well? Is this why I cannot ride a bike? Because my balance sucks? I don't know, but like, literally people just, I'm so impressed. Like, since I was a kid, right, I'm always like, wow, that guy quite cool. He stand there and he never hold anything. He never moves. Yeah, he never flinch at all when the train moves. And I really genuinely am so impressed. And I have to lean on like the glass thing by the door, or like I have to hold one of the poles, or like the handrails on top. Like, I really have to. And I don't get it. I don't get how people don't do it. So when people lean on the pole and people like really just take up way too much space like that, it's so stressful, because I'm like, I just want to balance it. And you are, because of you and your obnoxiousness, I could just almost fall on this train and people think I'm stupid and I cannot balance. They're not wrong, but they don't need to know. You know, so don't take up the whole pole thing because some people really stress in their head, like, I need to hold. Yeah, then what else do we have? Oh, this is the last one that is bad manners. Okay, the sound people make right before they spit. I feel like everybody hears this almost every single day. Like, if you live on a low enough floor at a HDB, you can hear one, like, downstairs or some uncle. Let me try to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it, but, like, they really gather everything, eh. Like, with all their might. Like, they woke up today with only one thing on their mind. Like, I'm going to spit. And I'm going to make sure it's everything in my body that's going to come out right now. You know? So, they really do it with all their might. And I think it's quite impressive. But it is one of the most disgusting sounds that you can hear in a neighborhood. It's classic, like, neighborhood vibes. Like, if you want to make a neighborhood ambient track, right? I'm going to record for you all the uncles. Like, really, it has to be there. It's such a Singaporean uncle sound. Yeah, and not to stereotype it, but it's really true. Every time you hear that sound, it's an uncle, right? Yeah, so, I don't know. I think it's quite impressive, but I also think it's damn disgusting. So, you do you, uncles out there. You really do you. But I get it, lah. It's damn gross and it stresses me out because somewhere around me, there is phlegm. Somebody just released phlegm and I just realized, so... Yeah, yucks. So the next category we have, this one quite sad because it's boomer things. So this one is me. I guess we're calling out older people, but y'all submitted this, so this is on you. So the first thing is relatives that come to my house uninvited and did not inform prior to that. So this one I can't really relate because I don't have relatives that just barge into my house, but I have heard like stories and my friends like waking up to like, why my house so crowded? Like, why suddenly so many voices? So I can imagine how stressful that is, because especially if you're not close to them and then you have to like, oh, I need to faster go shower, I need to faster go look decent enough for them to sit there and interrogate me about my life. So I can imagine how stressful this would be, and it's not cool. And sometimes they don't even tell like your mom, you know. So your mom also don't know, then she need to take care of all these guests, and your mom also cannot give you a heads up and tell you, hey, faster go and bathe, they're coming. Like, your mom also got no time to do that. So really the relatives need to chill. Like, it's not that difficult. You're confirm got a million WhatsApp groups. Just let me know. Alright. Next one is damn irrational, but I completely understand. Old people making the sound at you. So like, you walk in, this one I kena a lot. Like, sometimes, you know, you're trying to enter the lift and then like the guy gonna close the lift already. Then you enter, then you basically cause them to like waste maybe like 2 seconds of their life, but they damn stress about it. So the uncle will look at you and then it's always the eye roll that accompanies it. It's never just the sound. It's not like that one. It's always they make the sound already, then they eye roll. They just need to express how you have ruined their lives. You have single-handedly ruined their day, their life, their week, everything. It's your fault. If they have a bad, like, anything happened to them from now on, it's your fault. You know, so I think it's damn stressful because the sound really just is like, I feel like it's really, it just adds so much anxiety, especially on public transport or like just public spaces, lah. When the uncle, auntie just make you feel very unwelcomed or just, you have added so much stress to my day, but they make that one sound and they ruin my whole day, and they don't know. But I tell you now, that sound is damn scary, okay? It's scarier than the phlegm clearing sound. Okay, the next one we got is, when tiny Chinese aunties shove me, bracket, oh, the person who submitted this is a 1.83 meters tall guy. So every time he's trying to board the train and then he damn stressed when tiny Chinese aunties shove him. I love how it's so specific, and I can imagine how stressful it is for you, because I'm pretty sure Wisan also has to relate to this, because he's probably same height as you. So yeah, I'm sorry for you. Cannot relate. I am 20 cm shorter than you. I cannot relate to what you're going through, but I can imagine how you are way too tall and then like random people's elbow on your waist, then the stress. So I'm sorry you have to go through this, but it's your fault that you're tall. It's not your fault, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm sorry you have to deal with this shit. People are not very friendly on public transport. We have clearly established that today. So I guess as long as they don't make the sound at you, you should be okay. Nothing's gonna happen to you. You're fine. Yeah. The next one we got is people who get on the train and don't know where to sit, like lost in the jungle. Like me right now, I'm lost in the jungle. No, but why so sad? Why people who don't know where to sit? Huh, I do that, what? Like, I go in the train and sometimes I just stress, like, should I sit here? Should I sit there? Maybe I stand. You know, I don't know what to do sometimes. So, I don't understand why you angry at people when they cannot decide where to sit. Seems quite okay to have to decide on your own. This one you anyhow, Nina. Okay, the last boomer thing that we got is that neighborhood uncle that has to sneeze super loud. Clearly, we just hate old people noises, lah. Okay, but I really think that all this is all under the same category: the sound they make before the spit, the sound, and also the sneeze until I really don't know. Actually, they look like they don't have a lot of energy, right? But I think it's cause they use all the energy to do things like this. Like after that one sneeze, like. Okay, I just walk around the exercise corner a bit. I said I hit my activity goal. Because that I feel like that sneeze probably takes a lot. Eh. And my mom also sneezes damn loudly. But my mom sneezes in like a... She goes with like 10 sneezes in a row kind. My mom never sneezed just one sneeze before. In my whole life, I never hear my mother sneeze once. She sneezes 10 sneezes in a row, confirm. And it's damn stressful because I'm like, this sounds like a lot. Like she sounds like she's really dealing with a lot. Then I just have to like... Mom, you okay? Or like, bless you. Like, you know, I just have to like make some comment to be like, are you okay? Because that was a lot. Yeah, but it's not the neighborhood one sneeze that echoes. It's different, it's different. So yeah, the echoing sneeze is like, I really don't know how they have this kind of energy. It sounds exhausting. But yeah. So the next category we have is, it's just called irrational AF. So this one is confirmed the most anyhow kind. Okay, the first one is, when things are too cute and it makes me want to punch a wall. This is me every day of my life. Eh. Like I wake up and I see my dog. And she's just so cute sometimes. Then I want to punch her. But like that's abuse. So sometimes I want to like punch myself. That's still abuse. So I don't know what to do. So I never actually go punch anything at the end of the day. I just have to deal with it. But it's so stressful. Like when I see cute things, I'm really like... I know it's a term. I know it's called something. When you see cute things and you're just so stressed and angry about it. But I go through that all the time. So correct. That makes me irrationally angry. Cute things is really a lot. The next thing on this list is just a one word thing. It is children. Not, it's just children lah. People hate kids apparently because that's just something that makes people irrationally angry. And I get it because like, I think babies are like second cutest thing in the world after puppies. But they are... when they are like of a certain age, they are damn stressful. Like toddlers, I think like I will not say I like a toddler unless you're really just an innocent sweet child that's like, hi auntie pretty, then I'm like, wow, I love you. So it really depends, you know. If you're the kind that really just running around screaming, you are out of control, it's damn stressful to be around a kid like that. Honestly, I don't know how parents like do it, but kudos to y'all out there with like toddlers that manage them great. Don't know how y'all do it. The next thing on the list is the word cuisine. Cuisine. Esther Quek, shout out to my girl Esther Quek when I made the Crazy Rich Asians parody. And she said, cuisine! She said something really damn off. So the word cuisine doesn't offend me at all, but if you say it in a dumbass way, then it does. So I don't know why. It's like, I guess it's like the word moist or like, oh, we have another one on the list. Someone said the words like female or panties really disgust them. And that one I can understand. I really think panties is the grossest thing you can say. Like, if, like, my mother asked me, like, if I want to buy new panties, I am fucking stressed. Sorry. I just, like, why you gotta disrespect me like that? Why can't you just call it underwear? Like, undergarment. Like, why can't you just say, yeah, you can say anything else. You can say a lot of things. But I think it's damn disgusting to say the P word. It's really a lot. Yeah, it makes me feel very dirty and very, like, I'm just a whore. It just makes me feel like a lot. And I don't want to deal with this right now. Okay, next. Next one is cooking in the kitchen with another person. This one is... I don't really experience this because I don't cook. But every time I step into the kitchen to do anything, I just want to make an egg or do something random, right? My mom hovers like crazy. Like she's watching everything I do. And she'll be like, do you need this? Do you need that? And I think she just doesn't want me to mess up her space. And she labels everything in the kitchen. Like my mom's very like organized in the kitchen. So she's always like, she's hovering. Oh. Like I'm just there trying to make scrambled eggs. And it's like, not even going to taste good already. I'm already like, I deal with myself already. I know that I'm going to have a lame ass dinner already if I'm making it. And then after I have to do all that on my own already. And my mom's standing there like, watching and like making sure I'm not messing her things up or like I'm doing it right. And I'm just like, it's fine. I'm eating it. I'm not making this for anyone else. So clearly my mom hates it when someone else is in the kitchen with her or like in her space. But when she cooks and when I go into like, mom, do you need help? I try and be useful for once in my life. She will give me the dumbest task one. Like the, oh yeah, you go and mix that, or like, don't need to mix one, like the stuff is just on and the curry is just simmering or whatever. Then she's like, ah, you go and stir that a while. Like the useless things that she asked me, don't need to do one. She left it there not being stirred, but when Pretty come in to help, then suddenly this thing needs stirring. And also it's really like, I'm so useless until like I get tasked the dumbest things. Then it just makes me feel like, okay, mom, I'm worthless, fine. Yeah, so she clearly hates having another person in the kitchen with her. Okay, the next one is prata and sugar. So as an Indian person, I must say now, my fellow Indian community members, you're going to hate me, but I'm not that offended by it because I grew up eating prata with sugar because I always thought curry was too spicy as a kid. And I did eat it occasionally, but I preferred sugar. I always preferred sugar as a kid. And then when I got older, I only would eat prata fish curry because to me, that's the best combination. So I can see the best of both worlds, I feel. And I don't want to like shame my friends who cannot take spicy food. You know, I'm like, you do what you gotta do. You enjoy your meal, Kennedy. Like, I don't want you to be dying of like spiciness, right? You do what you need to do. So I see the prata sugar combination, but I obviously pick prata with curry now. But I don't hate my friends lah who do prata sugar. You know, you do what you want to do lah. Yeah, so the next one is people who try to talk to me while I'm exercising. I cannot relate because the only exercise I do is like spin class. But nobody anyhow try to talk to me because we're in a room of darkness and just loud music and lights. So I don't think you will, I mean like club lights. So I really don't think you will try to yell at me from your bike to my bike. So I've never experienced that. But I can imagine how stressful it would be if you're in the gym and you're trying to like run or something. And somebody like, hey brother, how are you? Then you're like, hey, how to talk and run. You know, so I cannot imagine talking and running because that's... running already is like a lot. So I can't imagine doing two things at once like that. So don't talk to people when they're clearly trying to catch their breath, you know, like leave them alone in a gym or whatever. Next one is financial advisor. So sad. Okay, it depends. If you tell me you really don't care about anything and you just want me to sign something right now and you don't like, and you just come up to me at the MRT and you're like, have you heard about, like if you're that kind, then yes, correct. They want to make me them stress in the moment because I'm like, I'm rushing, I'm trying to take the train, I got things to do. Then you're trying to like assess my life and my finances. Like that's the last thing I want to do now. So that one, I get it. But I also have like one of the best financial advisors in the world. Like, she's the nicest person ever. So like after meeting her, I like, wow, I cannot say anything really because she changed my perception. She's so nice. Shout out to Joyce. Yeah, the nicest person ever. So I like her. She's damn nice. But if you anyhow catch me wrong time, then, wow, stress. Next one is trying to pick up multiple coins from a table and suddenly acting like you have no motor skills. Okay, this happens to me all the time because of my nails. So I cannot pick up anything. Like, I really cannot pick up anything on the, like, tiny things that are like coins. I have to, like, slide it off the table. I have to, like, act a bit cool with it. I really, like, I have no motor skills when it comes to doing shit like that. And that's so messed up that you say no motor skills when you pick up coins. But yeah, I've been there, done that almost every day of my life. So I guess I look like I'm, I have no skills in general. The next one is one of my favorite ones because it's chai tea. In case you didn't get it, chai is tea. So saying chai tea is saying tea tea. So chai tea is a pet peeve. Don't say chai tea. People who order chai tea latte, it's a tea tea latte. So relax. Just say chai latte. That's fine, I guess. I don't know. People who use safe distancing space to cut queue. Oh, wow. Wow. I did not know people do that. That's damn rude, eh. It's like, I know my fault. I have to stand so far away already. Then you anyhow take up my... Huh? That is so rude. It's like you're making use of the COVID-19 situation. You're an asshole there. First of all, don't cut queues. And the safe distancing already confirmed them shit. You have to like stand so far away. You have to make sure you're not too close. You have to really stress about all these things. And to go in and take that space is damn rude. Unless you don't know lah. You think that that's the end of the queue. That's different. But if you're an asshole, then stop it. The next one is the American spelling of any word. Huh? Why is that a pet peeve? I'm trying to think of words. It's just the Z and the S, why? It's always like different. But why is it a pet? Why gotta make you angry though? Relax lah. It's just spelling, what? It's like you suddenly hate America or what? The next one is one water droplet on my spectacles. So cute. That's very precious. Okay, like, I can imagine how annoying that is, because you would have to take out your specs and, like, clean it, or, like, actually wipe it off. Then it could be, you, like, wipe it off, then you realize it could be the inside, then you cannot reach. So, yeah, I can imagine how annoying that is. But isn't it more annoying when you get out of a cab and then the condensation blinds you because you wear your mask and then you cannot see it, you cannot breathe, you cannot do anything? I think that's most chaotic, because I've seen people like wear specs, get out of the cab, and it's totally like fogged up. I'm like, where are your eyes? Yeah, so I would think that's more stressful, actually. Okay, the next thing is when it rains and you get wet in that tiny gap between the bus and the bus stop when getting off. This is true. This is very stupid, because you would think, like, you plan your route already, then you know, like, I'm not going to get wet by the rain. I am going to reach home safe, you know, I'm going to be sheltered throughout my journey home. But no, it's just that one stupid gap for, like, 1 second, eh? And then you get wet. And then it botches up your hair, especially if you curl your hair. So, that's quite dumb, huh? Then the next one is people who sigh constantly. I am guilty of doing this. It came to a point where, like, I was sighing so much that my friend was literally like, I am going to sigh every time you sigh so you know how much you sigh. Then I was like, oh, stress, because he started sighing like a lot, and I was like, I don't know. I do this so subconsciously that I don't know how often I sigh. Like, I'll just like take something from my bag and be like, then it sounds like I'm going through a lot, but I'm really fine. So I can imagine how stressful it is for the people around me who are just trying to live their lives, and they're like, why is Pretty, like, is she okay? I'm fine. The next one is people who randomly start using Korean in a conversation where zero Korean people are around. I have friends who do this because they love K-pop so much. So I have friends who will, like, randomly, like, just say Korean words that I don't understand, but I've come to a point to, like, I guess understand it now because they use it often. So, and I also have a friend who, every time we eat, she will say, itadakimasu. Like, she'll say that as Japanese, right? She will always say that. Since we went poly, like, so for years, she would say that. I don't think she says it anymore now. But, you know, it's just those random things. It doesn't piss me off unless, like, you, I don't know, it doesn't piss me off if it's just, like, you just say occasionally, it's cute, whatever. But if you, like, try and act Korean, then a bit, like, relax, we're Singapore. It's like people who say boba, you know? Like, if you go and, like, act like you're completely from a different culture and upbringing, then it's like, relax, we are all Singaporean. Like, I know how you really sound, you know? So that kind is annoying. Yeah. Okay, the next one is people who post ugly Insta stories of me and don't have the decency to at least slap on the Paris filter. This one is my pet peeve also, because I'm damn good at it. Every time I take an Insta story, I must admit, maybe I don't care if other people look ugly, I must admit, but I always put the Paris filter. So at the end of the day, you will never be truly, truly ugly, because the Paris filter helped you a bit. So you're welcome, because if you're in my stories, you will have the filter on you at least. But people who don't do it, it's like, you also know I look bad. Wa. Like, you know that this is not me at my prime. You know I can look way better than this. Then you at least, like, just give me a bit, like, just give me the Paris filter, nothing else. You know, if you don't want to take another nicer picture of me, sure, but just give me the filter. Paris filter is the best thing that Instagram has put out, okay? Okay, the next one. People going bojo when I go out with different friend groups. This one is irritating, because it's like, you would have never been invited anyway. Like, you don't know these people, nobody talking about you here. Then you say bojo as if, like, you will fit in like that. Like, relax, you know, if I wanted to hang out with you, I'll ask you. But if I go out with our same group of friends, then I don't ask you, that's fair lah, sure. But during phase 2 and all that, when it was 5 people, and if you anyhow bojo, you really need to relax, because, like, no space for you lah, you were the 6th friend lah, okay? The next one is, the final one in this irrational category is, when I can't remember what my pet peeve is when I'm asked. This is me, because when I was planning this entire episode, I sat there and I was like, actually, I don't know my pet peeves there. And then within 5 minutes of, like, talking or hearing, like, someone else's pet peeves, I'm like, oh yeah, me too. Or like, oh yeah, no, when they do this. And I sit there listing out, like, 20 things that really piss me off. And I'm like, but when I was asked, I cannot think. Like, when you ask me, right, I'm like, I act like I'm the nicest person in the world. And I know I can't think of any pet peeve, but everything pisses me off. So, correct. My pet peeve is me being a dumbass and not knowing what my pet peeve is. And we also have another category. This is our final category, actually. This category is called men. So just remember that y'all send this in. This is not from me. So the first one is, when men don't dare to tell you that they're not interested in you, so they just ghost. wow, this one I kena, I don't know how many times. They don't know how to say, like, they're not looking for anything serious. Then they suddenly disappear. Then I'm like, what did I do wrong? Nothing. Pretty, you are perfect. You did nothing wrong. So, this is a message to you all. So, you did nothing wrong, okay? People ghost you is probably on them and not on you. So, they just don't dare to just be upfront. So, yeah, it's not your fault. And the last thing on my list is man spreading on the MRT. Wow, this is a lot. Every time someone else's knee touches me, I just want to punch myself. I'm just like, why did I choose this seat? Why am I here? And then I'll just get up and move. Because, like, yucks, nobody needs to, like, why you got to take up so much space? Like, this, actually, if you realize the constant thing throughout this whole list was people who take up space, walk too slow, escalator need to hold hands. Like, it's really, if you are just more mindful of your surroundings, right, I think people would be less angry. People would not have so many submissions on a list of what's your pet peeve. So man spreading, you're on your chill. I used to man spread a lot even though I'm not a man. So I used to, like, anyhow sit, like, in the taxi. Then my mom always asked me, like, why you cannot close your legs? Then I, oh, sorry. So yeah, I used to do that. But I'm not a man. So I'm just an asshole. But I stopped really. I sit quite okay already now. So yeah. So that was our entire list of pet peeves that and things that make you irrationally angry that we got from Instagram. And all I gotta say to everything is,
walao!
Walao at half the things that y'all submitted, and also walao at how easily, like, we all get agitated because clearly we're just very angry people. Because a lot of things on that list I can relate lah, and that's quite scary because I didn't know I was such an angry person until now. But I mean, a lot of things also very fair. Like, a lot of people, y'all need to stop taking up so much space. Y'all need to look around sometimes and just relax and just, if something pisses you off, maybe we can start by telling the people around us so they stop doing it. Or, like, so they understand and they try to, like, avoid making other people, like, so uncomfortable or angry. But yeah, thanks for submitting everything. I had a lot of fun reading this because I really relate to so many of these things, especially the irrational bits. Totally can relate. So thanks for submitting everything, and let's all try to be less angry in the future or, like, communicate our anger to people better, okay? So from now on, I also want to do more episodes where I put call outs on Instagram and ask you guys how you feel about certain things. So this episode is, like, my first episode of 2021, and the next one I think it's going to be in time for Valentine's Day. So I want to do an episode where I ask you guys about, like, all your worst date stories or all the most messed up things that have happened on dates and, like, first date stories, awkward stories. I want to know everything because, like, I talk so much about dating and all the random nonsense I dealt with, but I want to know your stories and I want to share it all here on the next episode of Chimey Bitch. So make sure you, when you see that call out on Instagram, just submit all your stories. Even if your friend has a story, I'm keeping everything anonymous, so just submit whatever that you're comfortable to share and I will have a lot of fun reading about all your pain. Sorry, very mean. But yeah, I want to do more episodes like this because this was a lot of fun for me, even though it was angry for y'all, I guess. I don't know. So that was episode 10 of
Chimey Bitch.
And I'll see you guys on episode 11 where we discuss all your horrible date stories. Bye. You've just made it to the end of an episode of Chimey Bitch. Wow, you listened to the whole thing, ah? You like me, then say lah. But if you liked it, make sure you're followed and subscribed so you know every time a new episode of Chimey Bitch or any other Pretty Please video is out. Okay, bye-bye.
Chai me, yep, been all the way, yeah, got the whole day. Chai me, bitch.